The Random Jottings of Hinge and Brackets with Dr. Evadne Hinge and Dame Hilda Brackets. With Jean Haywood as Maud and friends and neighbors at Stacton Trestle in Troubles with a Donkey.
Going for a country walk with Evadne is rather like taking a stroll through a beech wood with an over-enthusiastic truffle hound, especially on a cold day when she's sniffing a lot. You're walking along, and suddenly you realize she's not with you. You stop, you look back, and there she is scrabbling about on her hands and knees in the ditch or the hedgerow. I wouldn't mind, but she's never even found a truffle. That's how she got her dressing table. She found it in a ditch. Mind you, when she found it, it was just two old milk crates and a couple of short planks. But I'll say this for her, she's wonderfully creative. If anyone can make a sow's ear out of a silk purse, Evadne can. And I should know. I once lent her my silk purse for the evening. Anyway, one morning last August, we were out walking in the lane, and I suddenly realized that Evadne wasn't with me. Evadne! Evadne, where are you?
I'm on the verge, Hilda.
Well, I know that, but where are you?
Over here, behind the elder bush.
What are you doing there, or shouldn't one ask?
There's a mass of ladies' bedstraw here, Hilda, so I'm gathering some.
Restuffing your old mattress, are you?
Wild flower, Hilda. There. The one with all the tiny yellow flowers.
Oh, I say, it's rather pretty, isn't it?
I'm going to make a junket with it.
Evadne, if you want to make a junket, why can't you do it the normal way?
All right, forget the junket. I shall use the leaves of this lady's bedstraw to make a very soothing foot bath instead.
You know, that's why I'm always so reluctant to try your herbal recipes, dear. One never knows whether one's eating a junket or drinking a foot bath.
What was that?
Well, it sounded like a donkey.
Well, I didn't think it was a rabbit. Where is it?
It's in that field. Oh, looky that, and it's coming towards the gate. Oh, it wants to make friends.
It's no use waving at it. It won't wave back.
I just wanted to know that we're pleased to see it. There, Evadne, he's saying hello.
You speak the language, of course.
Well, I ought to, having listened to you all these years.
Then you two should have a cozy little chat.
Yes, we should, shouldn't we, donkey? There. You like talking to your Auntie Hilda, don't you?
I see he's about your intellectual equal, dear.
And for a start, he's not a he, he's a she.
Good as me. You're getting sharp, aren't you?
I just read the label round her neck there. It says, my name is Modestine.
That was Robert Louis Stevenson's donkey.
Then what's it doing here?
Even you must have heard of Stevenson's travels with a donkey.
Well, of course I have, but I didn't know that you'd travelled with them. Hello, Modestine. Who's a pretty boy, then?
Girl.
She's looking for a new home, Evadne.
Is that what she said?
Oh, don't be ridiculous. It's on this label round her neck. My name is Modestine, and I need a nice home for a week or two. Apply Lilac Cottage.
I'm going home.
Oh, not yet, you're not. That's Lilac Cottage over there, isn't it?
If one can believe the sign on the lilac tree, yes.
Naomi Mellinger said it had been sold, but she didn't know whether anyone had moved in or not.
Well, fancy her missing out on something like that.
Yes, especially if she's got the new postman decorating her bedroom on the side.
You wouldn't think it would need doing again, would you? It's only a fortnight ago the milkman did it.
Poor Naomi, she never seems to get the right man for the job.
No.
Have we been ignoring you, Modestine? There. She likes having her ears tickled, dear.
You two obviously have similarly bizarre tastes.
We have similarly nice natures, too. Isn't she sweet? I adored donkeys when I was a child.
I was afraid you might have done.
Donkeys and ponies. I used to go to school in a pony and trap, you know. Old Mr. Soames, and I can see him now, with his battered old straw hat over one ear and his huge nose constantly twitching like a rabbit's.
Mr. Soames was the donkey, was he?
Mr. Soames was the man who used to drive me to school.
Oh.
The donkey was called Horatius. He was very obstinate on bridges.
Very funny. Now, do come along, Hilda. We can't hang about here all day.
You know, I think I will just see if there's anyone in the cottage opposite.
Hilda, we do not need a donkey.
But it's only for a week or two.
No, Hilda.
You can be so self-centered about me.
If we don't know the first thing about donkeys, I mean, how much looking after do those things need?
Well, if we go to the cottage, we'll find out.
Well, that's mucking out for a start.
Well, we can all muck in, can't we? I was a land girl, you know.
Oh, leave it, Hilda. And I'm sure you needn't worry about Modestine. She'll have no trouble finding a home.
Of course she won't. She's utterly irresistible. And I'm going to the cottage to inquire.
Now, do be careful, Hilda.
Why? I'm not damaging the front door, am I?
You know what I mean. Don't commit yourself.
Oh, don't worry, dear. I won't.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Well, dear, we've come about the donkey.
Ah, you're offering my Modestine a home, are you?
Yes,
no, we're not.
You don't seem very sure.
Oh,
no,
yes,
we're not.
Oh, then perhaps you'd both discuss it further and come back when you've made your minds up.
Oh, I've already made my mind up.
But I haven't.
Well, you're very welcome to wander around the garden for a while if you want to talk it over.
No, dear, no, that's not necessary.
Oh, then perhaps we'd all better have a little chat, eh?
Yes, perhaps we had.
You see, in the first place, you have to decide that you really want to look after Modestine. And in the second, I have to decide that you're the right people to do so.
Very, Vatney, you should have kept your mouth shut. You've obviously made this gentleman think that we're not good enough to look after his donkey.
Oh, no, really. I do hope I didn't give that impression.
Not to me you didn't, but my friend is hypersensitive.
I say, how very remiss of me. I haven't introduced myself. My name's Falconer, Nigel Falconer.
How do, Mr. Falconer? I'm Dame Hilda Brackett, and this is Dr. Eladney Hint.
How do you do?
Delighted to meet you both. Now, do please come in and let's discuss this indoors, shall we?
Thank you, dear.
I'm afraid the place is rather bare. Indeed, I've hardly got a stick of furniture in it yet.
So I see.
I can't even offer you a proper chair.
Oh, don't worry, don't worry. I'll perch on the window ledge. And Yvette will be quite at home on that old oil drum.
Oh, let me at least throw my sleeping bag over.
It's all right, Mr. Falconer. I can perch beside Hilda on the windowsill, if she'll move over.
I say, I really am frightfully sorry about this, but I've only just moved here from Sussex, and I haven't sorted myself out at all yet.
Your furniture's in store, I suppose.
No, the furniture's in Sussex, with the wife.
And when's she planning to join you here, then, dear?
She's not.
Oh.
Trust you to put your foot in her.
Not at all. It's a simple fact that we've split up after 22 years of marriage.
Oh, I am sorry.
I'm not. It would have happened sooner had it not been for the children.
And they're living with their mother, are they?
Yes, they are.
Still, they'll be able to come and spend their holidays with you, won't they?
They'll not want to come here. Not good enough for them. They're spoiled brats, both of them. Take after their mother, and she takes after hers.
Isn't heredity a terrible thing? In the wrong hands, I mean.
So your wife's got the house, the furniture, and the children, then, Mr. Falconer?
She's got everything. I insisted on only one thing, and that was that I got custody of Modestine.
And your wife agreed to that?
Oh, yes, gladly. Well, she's always said that I was fonder than I was of her.
And by the sound of it, you were.
I was. Modestine has got a very nice nature.
There you are, Evander. What did I tell you? That's why she took so readily to me.
She's affectionate. She's intelligent. She's fun-loving. She's wonderful company. She's just very likable. Now, you tell me about yourselves.
Well, you've just described me to a T there. Evander?
Pass.
Oh, well, ever so modest.
Anyway, why do you need someone to look after Modestine?
It's most annoying that the firm should choose this time to send me abroad for a couple of weeks. You do live locally, I presume?
Oh, yes, dear. At the old manse.
Ah, I know it. Splendid looking place. Bags of room there.
Sufficient for our needs.
And a donkey's. I mean, neither of us actually lives in the stables. And there's a huge garden. We've got a walled orchard and even a small wilderness.
I was going to start clearing that this week.
Well, you wouldn't mind sharing the nettles with Modestine, would you, dear? Evadne is a great herbalist, Mr. Falconer. She loves boiled nettles.
Funny thing, Modestine won't touch nettles.
Oh, well, that's another problem solved, Evadne, isn't it? You can eat the nettles and she can eat the grass.
Of course, you must understand that Modestine can't just be left in the garden all day. She must have exercise, and she loves her daily walk.
There you are, Hilda. So who is going to take her? I mean, you don't possess a single pair of really sensible shoes.
Actually, one can ride. You see, I have a little donkey trap as well.
Oh, exactly, a donkey trap.
Hilda, there is still a good deal we need to discuss.
Well, of course there is, dear.
It's still far too early to commit ourselves.
I'm not committing myself to anything, Evadne. I say, Evadne, aren't you pleased that we're taking Modestine home with us? I mean, isn't this a wonderfully lazy way to travel?
It's all right for you, sitting up there like Lady Muck. I'm walking.
Well, Mr. Falconer did say that somebody should lead her by the head until she got used to us.
He didn't say it had to be me, though, did he?
I can't think what you're complaining about. You're usually so keen on walking.
Walking, yes. But not tramping along a road dragging a donkey.
Oh, you do exaggerate, Evadne. She's been going at a cracking little pace. Coming down the hill just now, you were having to trot to keep up.
Exactly. And you call it a lazy way to travel.
Uh-huh. She stopped.
Yeah, she's probably as fed up as I am.
Can't you do something to get her going again?
Well, what do you suggest?
Well, coax her, dear. Gently.
Come on, you. Move yourself.
No, dear. Gently. No, like more than like. Come along, Modestine. Come along. Gee up for Auntie Hilda.
That's right, Hilda. Show her who's the boss.
Why she stopped it, Abney? Well, she's not doing anything.
It's a donkey all over. Stevenson's was always doing that.
And how did he get his going again?
He used to shout, Prut.
Oh, very well, then. Prut. Prut!
Mind, he was a French donkey.
Do you have any more bright ideas?
I'll cut you a switch out of a hedge, and you can give her a thwack across the rump with that.
I'll do no such thing. Surely you remember the old song, dear. If I had a donkey, what wouldn't go? Do you think I'd wallop him? Oh, dear, no.
What would you do, then?
Haven't the foggiest idea, because I don't know any more of the song.
Another avenue closed.
We need a bit of donkey psychology. You don't happen to have a carrot in your handbag, do you, dear?
No, I don't.
It's a pity you're not wearing your orange twin set and your green hat.
If you're going to be rude, I'm going.
Oh, no, dear, no. No, you can't leave me stuck here with a donkey. What won't go?
Well, she's your responsibility. You can jolly well get out and carry her home yourself.
Here, Daphne, take your bunch of lady's bed straw and hold it under her nose.
Very well.
Oh, I think she rather likes the look of that. Now, keep holding it out to her, dear, and start walking backwards, slowly. But don't let her get it. Ah, there we are. That's done the trick. Now, keep walking backwards, Daphne, and try to keep at that distance, dear.
How am I supposed to see where I'm going?
Oh, don't worry about that, dear. You've got me and Modestine looking out for you. Oh, good heavens, now there's a car behind us. You wouldn't think the idiots would drive down a narrow lane like this, would you?
Well, you usually do.
Well, I wouldn't if I thought there was going to be a donkey trap in the way. All right. We're going as fast as we can. What do you want to do, Evadne? Make a run for it or try to get her on the verge?
I'll try the verge, and may you be forgiven.
If you tempt Modestine right over as far as you can, dear, the car should be able to squeeze past.
Come on then, Modestine. Over here. Come on.
A bit further, dear. And he should be able to do it.
Come on, Modestine. Who wants a mouthful of ladies' bed straw?
Just another foot or so, Abner. That's it. Come on then, sir. Come on. Easy. Easy. There we are.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. Stupid idiot. Evadne? Evadne, where are you?
I'm down here.
What on earth are you doing sitting in that ditch?
What do you think I'm doing? I'm looking up at the two donkeys that put me into it.
Well, the fuss Evadne made about that little incident. You'd think she'd fallen into the Grand Union Canal. Yes. And for the rest of that first day, she continued to make a fuss. She made a fuss when I gave Modestine one of the blankets off her bed. I can't think why it was a horse blanket anyway. And then there was a fuss when Maud gave Modestine the wholemeal biscuits Evadne had bought for her tea and the bran that she'd bought for her breakfast. But eventually things settled down. And she even grew quite fond of the donkey. Mind, Maud simply adored her. As to the work, well, we shared it equally. Maud took charge of feeding and mucking out. Evadne became very adept at getting a harness on and off. On and off the donkey, I mean. And I gave her daily exercise, the donkey, that is. And then every day we drove into town, stopped at the horse trough and the cake shop, and anywhere else that Modestine fancied shopping. And sometimes it was getting quite dark before we got home from morning coffee. But the days just flew by until we came to Modestine's last morning with us.
Are, Hilda. What are you doing?
I'm just having a tinkle on the piano there.
I thought you were down the garden with Modestine.
I was. I've let her into the orchard. She can have the early windfalls.
I was going to use those for cider.
Well, if you can bring yourself to go down and steal that donkey's last treat.
Hilda, she's not going to the knacker's yard. She's going home.
It's going to be dreadfully quiet without her.
It's all right, Jane Mulder. It's only me.
We're in the drawing room, Maud.
I don't see quiet ever becoming a problem in this house.
Morning, Dame Mulder. Doctor.
Good morning, Maud, dear.
Good morning, Maud.
She ain't gone yet, has she, Dame Mulder?
Not yet, dear, no. We're just waiting for Mr. Faulkner to phone. He promised to ring when he was ready to collect her.
Oh, what am I going to do when she's gone? What am I going to brush down then?
You could try the stairs.
Look, Dame Elder, what I got in me bag here. I cooked it special for her to take home with her.
What is it, dear?
Why, it's a donkey cake.
It looks very like that cake you made special for us the other day.
Oh, well, I were trying it out. I'd not made one before.
Maud, you didn't give us donkey cake.
Why, no, Dame Mildred. That what you had were Dame Mildred cake.
It's a very adaptable little recipe, isn't it?
It's one of me old grands. Mind, she used to call it crocodile cake.
I know I shall regret asking this. But why?
Because she used to take it to the zoo and chuck it to the crocodiles. Nobody in our family would touch it, not even the ducks.
Well, I must say, I thought it was rather nice at the time.
Well, there you are then, Hilda. If you liked it, why shouldn't Modestine?
Mind, it ain't exactly the same recipe. See, where yours had glassy cherries and nuts, hers has hay and potato peelings. Still the basics the same.
Thinking back, I fancy I had a bit of hay in mine.
Oh, no, Dame Mildred, never hay. Might have been a bit of my knitting. What colour were it?
I really can't remember, dear. I just seem to recall leaving it on the side of my plate.
Now we know where Maud drops her stitches.
Well, if it were a nice bright green, that were wool. Because look what else I've got in my bag here.
Maud, you knitted that yourself.
If it's a cardigan, you forgot to put the sleeves in it.
Tain't no cardigan, Doctor. That's a blanket for Modestine.
What a very...
We're halfway down that path. The doctor would have that horse blanket back on her bed.
That blanket that Dame Hilda so kindly lent Modestine is not a horse blanket. It came from Canada during the war, as a bundle for Britain.
Why were you getting bundles for Britain?
Why shouldn't I? I'm British, aren't I?
Well, I never had a bundle for Britain.
Well, you've left it a bit late to ask for one now. But if you feel left out, you can have my blanket.
Heaven forbid. I shall always look upon that as a donkey's duvet.
Well, I suppose I'd better go and pack her little bag, then.
What little bag?
We're making up a little bag for Modestine to take home with her, dear.
I dug up her carrots, and as I come by the vicarage, I hopped over the wall and grabbed a few pears off his tray.
Shame on you, Maud.
I'm sure Francis of Assisi would have turned a blind eye. Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but the vicar won't.
And you will pack that little sign from the stable door, won't you, Maud? Modestine's room.
And what about your straw rat, then? Should I pack that and all?
Oh, yes, dear, she may as well keep it.
Hilda, that's my gardening hat.
But we cut holes in it for her ears, dear. You can't wear it now. Oh, I don't know, though.
Ah, look, Dame Hilda, there she is, coming up from the orchard.
What's the time, Evadne?
Almost 11.
Dead on time. She's coming up for her song, dear. I suppose this is the last morning we shall sing her little song.
We can still sing the song, Hilda. It wasn't written just to be sung to donkeys, you know.
Should I open the garden door then, Dame Hilda, so she can hear it better?
Oh, yes, please, Maud. Evadne, would you just tinkle the opening notes and she'll come right up to the door?
Very well. On the promenade for the 14th morning running.
Well, it obviously reminds her of the seaside. She must have worked the sands at one time. you know, Evadne, I think she wants more. I'm sure she's shouting, Encore! Encore!
She could be shouting, Shut up! Shut up!
That ain't likely, Doctor. She has better manners than some I know.
Oh, I expect that'll be Mr. Falconer now.
Should I answer it, Dame Hilda, and tell him you've gone away?
I really don't advise that, Maud. You wouldn't want to see Dame Hilda arrested for donkey rustling.
It's all right, Maud. It has to be faced, dear. Hello? Yes? Hello, Mr. Falconer. So you're back, are you? Oh, she's fine, dear. Absolutely fine. She's been very happy. Yes. She's looking at me now through the garden door. And she's smiling. And she's eating Evadne's geraniums.
What?
She's having her 11, says.
Shh, shh, you two, please. I'm talking to Mr. Falconer. What's that, Mr. Falconer? Really? Why, of course, dear. We would be delighted. No trouble at all. Right here, dear. Well, we'll see you then. Bye.
All right. How much longer does he want us to have her?
He doesn't, dear. He's coming for her now.
Oh, Dame Hilda.
Why so cheerful then, Hilda?
Well, dear, a funny thing happened.
Shall I find it funny?
No, I don't expect you will. But then you never find anything funny. You see, Mr. Falconer was speaking to the taxi driver on his way back from the airport. And this driver has a friend who's got another friend who has a donkey problem.
What sort of donkey problem?
Well, this man that the taxi driver knows,
yeah.
He wants to take his wife and children on holiday to the Costa Brava, and of course he can't.
Because he can't find anyone to look after his donkey.
Oh, Evadne, you're ever so quick this morning.
And you said we would look after his donkey.
Well, you're close, dear.
What do you mean, close?
Well, you see, he's got two donkeys.
Oh, Hilda!
Evadne, there. I don't suppose you'd mind if I borrowed your other horse blanket, would you?
That was Troubles with a Donkey, a further extract from The Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket, written by Gerald Fryer.
The Random Jottings of Hinge and Bracket with Dr. Evadne Hinge.